micro-apartment units could provide affordable and desirable living accommodations in urban Honolulu. Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation planner Janice Takahashi heads up the working group that is developing the micro-unit concept.
These are tiny, efficient apartment units, maybe 220 square feet in size, but it includes a bathroom and kitchen facilities. And that's important because it can then be financed with typical financing sources.
Architect Brian Takahashi says 80 to 100 micro units built vertically in a condo-like structure would provide the economies of scale necessary to be affordable. Takahashi says the micro unit concept also offers design challenges.
Instead of rooms that are dedicated only for sleeping or for eating, you may have doubling up with those kinds of spaces so that they either have a fold-down bed or they have a fold-down dining table. So one room is actually three rooms in disguise.
Takahashi teamed with UH Assistant Professor of Architecture, Joyce Noe, and conducted an affordable housing design course for undergraduate students. Noe says the prototypes, including those using shipping containers, went beyond simple housing solutions.
The students always went back to looking at community, putting gardens on the upper levels, or having a child care center in the complex, and places where people are encouraged to be a part of the neighborhood.
Noe plans to conduct another design course at UH using a Kaka'ako parcel on Cook Street that has been identified as a potential micro-unit site by the Hawaii Community Development Authority, HCDA. Anthony Ching is the authority's executive director.
It's a 10,000-square-foot approximately lot, and this might serve as a prototype to produce 50 or more micro-units, so to speak. If you think about it, 200-plus square feet is half of a two-car garage, including self-contained bathroom and kitchen area.
The governor's coordinator on homelessness, Colin Kippen, says no matter what housing alternatives are developed, they should be located where the homeless currently live.
This idea of a community taking care of its own, rather than simply thinking that we can ship homeless people to a community that they're not from. The reality is if we do that, they're just going to come back because they know where they're from and they know where they want to live.
Funding for a micro-housing pilot project was not appropriated by the legislature this session. Appleseed Hawaii staff attorney Jenny Lee plans to lobby for project funding next session. Lee says a demonstration project in Kaka'ako with rail transit, residential and commercial development on the way there would validate micro-housing.
I believe this is a build it and they will come kind of project. And sometimes people say nobody would want to live in that small of a space. A lot of people would be very willing to have their own space and pay less. So I think taking the lead in that is very exciting.
The Hawaii Interagency Council on Homelessness, established in 2011, includes representatives from federal, state, and county agencies, service providers, and community leaders. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.